So the second idea about Tornado Alley, since we're talking about tornadoes, I thought it would be funny, it would be interesting, but talk about a tornado. A tornado, like a hurricane, is a tornado, is a tornado. That thing will wreck you if you're in the eye of it. If you're close enough to it, it will wreck you. But if you're far away, well, it won't. Now, is there anything you have to contribute or share or with all those ideas? And then, you know, what you were talking about, I just wanted to emphasize a couple of things.
Yes. I think it's so important what you just mentioned. Like, just, you know, it's an obvious statement. And sometimes the most obvious statements can have a very profound effect. Okay, if you live somewhere that is called Tornado Alley, don't be surprised if a tornado comes and wrecks your house. It's called Tornado Alley, and it's like, that seems like, oh, that's a no-brainer, you know. How could anyone ever do that? They must not have this kind of intelligence to live in a place called that. But it happens all the time to all types of people of all different educational backgrounds and levels of intelligence. When we let our mind get clouded and we let our mind get stuck in a certain mindset, we basically could be in denial. We can not see the obvious right in front of us, or see what we want to see because we don't want to experience something else like pain, or we don't want to even consider a different point of belief, or we don't want to grow, or we don't want to change, or we don't want to let go, or we're, not that we don't want to let go of old patterns. Perhaps the patterns are just really strongly ingrained, and so we don't know that when we feel that discomfort from letting go of the old, that we think it may be a bad thing, you know. And this goes back to the feelings. I used to think you could trust all your feelings. And yes, feelings are what they are. But they can be from other people. They can be from fear. They can be from patterns. And I used to think that, you know, I don't feel well, so something's not right. That's not always the case. When you get out of your comfort zone, or when you're shifting and changing to something new, it can be very, very difficult, challenging, or, you know, not.
It can be like a tornado.
Yeah, it can be like almost like growing pains, if you will. And sometimes nothing at all will happen, you know. So it's just really getting clear, you know, getting clear and as Indira said, you know, seeing who's connected to you and how much they might be influencing you until you get centered and clear. Or you're speaking with an outside person, like a consultant or a coach, that's you've invested your time and money to have their opinion, which is essentially as objective as you're probably going to get, in the sense that they're trying to help you succeed, but they didn't know what you did when you were 10 years old, or they weren't at a baseball game, or they weren't at all your birthday parties. It's just a little bit different with family or friends. And people that are you're hiring as an associate, you get to have that more pure connection with their mind and figure out what's going on and get that out. If nothing else, just get that outside perspective. And that's what we do, and that's really what coaching and consulting is all about, that outside perspective. Okay, wow, I didn't see it this way. It could be right in front of you, and that's one of the beautiful things about connecting with others, masterminding with them, and being able to take any feedback that they may have and receive some coaching, whether it be someone you hire or not. It could be anybody that would have that outside opinion. If you're going to take it seriously and you're going to treat it like something you want to use to be able to improve your business, improve your life. And so I really just want to emphasize, like Indira said, that it could be, the answers are right there. It could be so much more obvious than you think. Many people have gold right all around them, that they're swimming in gold of ideas, and there's so many different ways to make a business work or to make money. Sometimes it requires just getting clear and opening your eyes and looking right around you. So
what I'd like to add to that now is constant and right action, you know, episode 2, episode 3, however we're going to do that. What is a constant and right action in a business? What did I mean by Tornado Alley, and why did I choose this? I'd like to talk, sometimes I have to get into my own pain and my own mistakes to help you and to serve you, because it's nice that we learn from other teachers, other coaches, other consultants, But sometimes that pain and that adversity and that experience, if we learn it, that's the thing. We can't be like a fly hitting the, you know, the clear glass over and over trying to get out. Or, you know, a bee or a bird or whatever. If you've seen that, where they think they can fly right through, they go, boom, they hit it. And they pull back and boom, they hit it over and over and over. And they think that they're going to get through because they see the outside. They don't realize there's a piece of glass there. Well, that's what happens too. You know, what Jonathan was saying to add to that is our subconscious mind. When we're connected to these mindsets that are not in alignment, doesn't mean they have a bad mind or they're evil or they're bad people or they're not good. They just have a different story. You know, like rapists and serial killers and murderers and, you know, satanic people, they have a story. They have a very dark side to them that they're living. That's their story. Most of us on the light side and on the angelic side and serving and helping men are like, well, we want nothing to do with that. We're smart enough to say, hey, we don't want that, you know, part of their story. One way or another, they can go, I don't know what your beliefs are with that, but they can go, why is it, though, that we can do that for something so evil, but we can't do it for our businesses? And this is what I'm trying to say. My pain was when I lived in Sedona, and I talk about this in Cosmic Accounting, and you can get that book. It's literally under five, you know, I think $3.99 or something like that on the Kindle version, barnesandnoble.com. You can get a soft copy or a hard copy. That book, Cosmic Accounting, will change your life. I recommend you go to Barnes & Noble and or Amazon. You know, it's pretty much on over 1,000 online retailers. Just Cosmic and Accounting, and you will, you know, my name is spelled I-N-D-E-A-R-A. There, you can pick up a copy, and I've put, you know, 7.5 years of this type of energy, work, mindset, spiritual energy into it to benefit you. For pennies on the dollar, I highly recommend you get it, because there's so much that I'm saying here that will make so much more sense once you read it. So what do I mean by Tornado Alley and some of my pain points? My mistake was that I wanted to earn, let's say, 7 figures. And I thought, oh, I need to go and learn and get another course. Oh, I made those mistakes. Oh, I need to go and invest another $20,000. In fact, I kept doing that until I invested over $500,000 in amazing coaches and teachers. And I highly recommend continuing your education and learning, because the more we learn from successful people, the more we emulate them, the more we grow. So that was part of it. However, like the fly in the glass, I was one of those people. I'm pretty humble to look at my own stuff. I will not be the type of person that will get in front of you and say, oh, I have not made any mistakes. In fact, I've made too many mistakes. You know, hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of mistake. I've done all the things I've said. I've gone out and invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment, in a new office, in a car, in you know, making my customers feel really like they have the highest quality and the best quality. But who was my customer? Who was my market? Without understanding my customer, understanding my market, I was just basically throwing money down the drain, maybe because there was something in my mind about self-worth in there that, oh, if I had a bigger, better, which is what the number one mistake that I've seen entrepreneurs make. They take out $50,000 in loans, credit card loans. I see this so much in accounting. Or they have a business that's grossing $500,000 a year or more, and they're in the red every single year, like $100,000, $200,000, or they're grossing $1 million and they're in the red $400,000. What kind of a business is that? Why do they continue to do that? Why is that business not going where it needs to go? Now, as my wiser self, making some of the mistakes earlier, it was so simple. I was that fly hitting the glass. I made the mistake of trying. I lived in Tornado Alley. I constantly try to have a client that would you know, I knew that, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours with me could change a business and a customer's life. I knew that my, you know, what my value was in the market. However, my customer base was completely out of alignment with my product and my services. And I constantly wanted to help. This is why I'm doing this show for free, because I can actually release this energy for free and help a lot of people out there and help a lot of entrepreneurs, whether they're very successful or they're struggling. I always have a soft heart for the struggling person, maybe because I grew up in some struggle and I come from a place and my father had a lot of struggle paying bills and a lot of things like that, so I understand. However, the mistake that I made was that I was trying to give a premium product to somebody who undervalued and underappreciated me, didn't have the money to pay me. If you're making that mistake, I can go learn how to make millions of dollars in 3 months, and I have. You know, I've invested in, you know, like Evan Pagan teaches about wealth and you name it. You know, Pam Hendrickson and Mike Koenigs, and I could just go on and on. Tony Robbins and, you know, all these wealth coaches and counselors. I have so much knowledge and experience. I could talk about the spiritual side, like from Hay House, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Caroline Mest. You know, you read Cosmic Accounting, all of these authors are in there. Dr. David R. Hawkins. I can go on and on about these great teachers. I can have the wealth of knowledge. And I could take that and, as they would say, cast your pearl at swine and give it to the wrong audience or the wrong person that doesn't see value in it, doesn't appreciate it, and doesn't mean that every person that listens to me will buy from me or value what I'm doing at the rate that I'm charging and want to transform their life. That may not be the case. You know, there are people that I believe that if we give for free or we help or we contribute back to society, we'll help. But the mistake was that when I'm trying to run a business, it wasn't run as a business initially. It was run more like a charity. So are you running your business like a charity, or is it a business? Do you look at your bottom line every week and say, how much did this business earn? If you look at your bottom line every single week or every single day or however much you, at least once a month, and your bottom line is not going up, meaning your profit margin, then you don't have a business. That's not a business. That's a hobby. That's an investment into a business, but it is not generating income. Then you have to move out of Tornado Alley. You have to move your thinking. You have to say to yourself, what is it that I need to do in order to take this business to the next level? What can I offer my customers, my current customers? What can I do to shift something? And those action steps, and that's what I mean by constant right actions, towards the right qualified lead and right qualified customer will lead you to that goal of being a very successful entrepreneur. For example, you know, like Dan, he saw great opportunity that a lot of people were buying, you know, t-shirts, and he had a brilliant idea. Why don't I start a company, you know, selling t-shirts? Well, Dan didn't just go get an idea, I'm going to go make some t-shirts from the 60s with, you know, that are outdated, that nobody likes, with, you know, galaxy swirls everywhere that kind of annoys the younger generation. You know what I mean? Like Generation X, Generation Y. He went out and he found a design that was captivating to his audience. Then he went out and he found celebrities. And for him, he started, and this is my greatest gift to you in this episode. He didn't need a ton of money and capital and branding. He just looked at what people were doing and what they loved and what they were willing to pay. And you're willing to pay 20, you know, whatever, 20, 30 bucks for gear at an event, and lots of people are getting it. He decided to do Kaizen. Improve what they're already doing, what they already need, and just offer them, you know, that better brand, better quality, whatever it is, better design, something they loved. And then he did the most important thing. He's introduced very, very successful people to his team, and he emulated them, and he got some celebrities. Like, for him, a big win wasn't a big sale. It was a connection to a great, you know, wrestler or someone that would wear a celebrity that would wear his brand, because he knew that if he had brand recognition, they had a lot of fans. So he knew to go where the customer was. He didn't stay in Tornado Alley to get hit in his business. He moved where the money was flowing, the cash was flowing, and things were growing, and he became very, very successful, hundreds of millions of dollars later in a very successful brand and business. And I'm not saying that I'm here to teach all of you how to make hundreds of millions of dollars, but I'm here to teach you the principles of how to make hundreds of millions of dollars.